As U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords lies in an Arizona hospital bed wounded from a point-blank gunshot to the head, pundits are trying to assign meaning to Saturday's violence. Today, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, who holds similar views as Giffords on issues like health care reform, called her a dedicated public servant.
Congresswoman Giffords is a wonderful person. She is such an outgoing model member of Congress. Someone that has worked hard every day for her constituents.
Castor said she and Giffords flew back to their respective districts Friday evening and that Giffords was out among constituents first thing the next morning.
Congresswoman Giffords got back to Tucson, Arizona, probably late at night on Friday evening, but she was up first thing in the morning, out meeting with her constituents at the local grocery store where she had Congress on your corner. And I just wanted to make the point that she is such a wonderful person, and we just pray for her speedy recovery.
Giffords was holding an event outside a local grocery store when a man opened fire on those who'd gathered. Police have charged 22-year-old Jared Loughner on counts that include attempted assassination on a member of Congress. Many believe the act was inspired by the increasingly violent tone of political discourse in the U.S. Today, Castor said that Saturday's events demonstrate that it's time that the conversation returned to civility.
We've got to improve the civil discourse throughout this great country and in our community. And we have to share with others that this inflamed political rhetoric is wrong. And we need to call it out.
Her comments come after the media noted that Representative Giffords had become a target of Tea Party activists. At a 2009 event similar to the one scheduled for Saturday, a man waving a sign that read, "Don't tread on me," reportedly dropped a pistol on the ground. After she voted for health care reform in March, a protester shattered a window at her district office. Today, at a bipartisan event aimed at highlighting the earned income tax credit, Castor stressed the importance of reaching across the aisle and praised local officials for being able to look past political differences.
We really try to, in this community, all work together, never let the political rhetoric get so heated that we lose sight of what's important, and that's working for the people and small businesses and families and retirees throughout our community.
Castor is no stranger to the volatile political climate that has been brewing over the past 2 years. In the summer of 2009, she held a town hall meeting in Ybor City on health care reform. That meeting erupted into shouting and shoving, and Castor left early, reportedly at the suggestion of State Representative Betty Reed. Castor did not indicate whether she would boost her own security, but said anyone in public service needs to be careful.
I think everyone has to be aware, not if you're in public service or you're a teacher in the classroom or you're a nurse in the hospital.
Meanwhile, doctors say Representative Giffords remains in critical condition after a brain surgery. They say she's stable. Among the six killed in Saturday's rampage were a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl. From Largo, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.